When a person is released from prison or jail in Anchorage, there are a dozen steps they might need to take to get back on their feet. Between stops at the public assistance office and check-ins with a probation officer, it can be complicated. So for the past 4 years, a local nonprofit has been walking community members through the process. Because, as Alaska Public Media's Kirsten Swan reports, advocates say re-entry is more successful when more people understand how it works.
Standing in the parking lot of the Anchorage Correctional Complex, that's the city jail, Kathleen McLaughlin asks a dozen men and women to imagine themselves in someone else's shoes.
And people release in this parking lot, just like where we're standing right now, with their box, their bag, their whatever it is. So this is the beginning of an idea of freedom for people who are being released from some of the institutions.
McLaughlin is the director at Partners Reentry Center, an Anchorage-based nonprofit working to support formerly incarcerated Alaskans. She says she started leading these reentry walks about 4 years ago as a way to show community members all the places a person might need to go after being released from jail or prison. Step by step, McLaughlin leads participants to 10 different offices and agencies to help them better understand the reentry process. McLaughlin has given this tour to politicians and business leaders and community groups. Today, she's bringing a dozen human resources professionals from several major corporations, people who make hiring decisions for people with criminal records.
This way. Thank you, guys. Nice to meet all y'all.
They'll walk more than 3 miles, starting at the jail and traveling up 3rd and 4th Avenues in downtown Anchorage, the same path many people walk when they're first released from incarceration. McLaughlin leads the group to the soup kitchen, the shelter, the methadone clinic, and the public assistance office.
Sign up for food stamps and Medicaid.
Most people are taking this walk for the first time. Danielle Rencher, a mental health clinician at a local treatment center, says she went on the tour because she wanted to experience even a little of what her clients go through.
People who are coming from jail are often marginalized, and now we're getting the opportunity to actually walk in their steps.
Rencher says that's important because knowing more about the experience helps community members better serve the people who've gone through it. Walking up Anchorage's 4th Avenue, the group learns about the processes for finding housing and health care. At the Henry House, a transitional living facility a half mile from the jail, the group meets Anchorage Police Captain Sean Case. He talks about the ways the police department is working with community partners like the Henry House to connect low-level offenders with different resources, like housing, to help people avoid returning to the streets or jail.
Pooling those resources together to make sure that we're all kind of going in the same direction are going to get us the best results. So.
McLaughlin says that's what this walk is really all about, making sure that everyone is going in the same direction and making sure that everyone understands the steps it takes to get there.
Until you understand what the steps are, you can't really appreciate some of the barriers that people have to healthy release.
Sometimes that means walking a mile or three in someone else's shoes. In Anchorage, I'm Kirsten Swan.